tiene que ver con una canción que el hermano Saavedra cantó hoy.
Has to do with a song that our brother Saavedra sang this morning.
La canción Obedecer.
The song To Obey.
Cuando yo era mucho más chiquitica,
when she was much smaller,
como 9, 10 años,
about 9 or 10 years of age,
en los martes habían servicios en la capilla.
There were services in the chapel below.
Y entonces ahí,
and then there,
había un hermano que no era nuestro hermano Saavedra.
And then there was a brother of ours that, you know, it's not our brother Saavedra.
Que cantaba Obedecer.
That would sing the song To Obey.
Y me parece que lo estoy escuchando en este momento.
And I almost feel as if I'm hearing him right now.
Este hermano que cantaba Obedecer.
And I could hear this brother, he would sing like, Obey.
En la traducción está cómica. Yo escuchaba a esta persona y yo me recuerdo que Daisy la chiquitica de 8 años.
I remember, you know, when I was little, Daisy was about, I was really small, like about 8 years of age.
Yo escuchaba esto y yo decía, ay, qué aburrido.
I would hear this and I would think, oh my God, how boring.
Obedecer.
To obey.
Todo el tiempo.
All the time.
Y no tener aventuras.
And you don't have, like, you don't have any fun, like, no adventure.
No tener la oportunidad de hacer, tú sabes, you know, mami dice que no vaya y yo.
You know, like, it's like you don't have any fun. Mom would say, don't cross, and I'm like, I can't do it. Like,
qué aburrido. Pero es cierto que a nosotros los seres humanos, qué difícil es para nosotros obedecer.
You know, it's true, but how difficult is it for us as human beings to obey?
El filósofo cristiano Agustín.
The philosopher Augustine.
Describe este problema en su libro Confesiones.
He describes this problem in his book Confessions.
Y él habla de un día que él iba caminando con sus amigos.
And he speaks about one day as he was walking with his friends.
Y había una finca que estaban pasando.
And there was a farm that they were passing by.
Lleno de árboles con frutas.
Full of these fruit-bearing trees.
Entonces él y sus amigos.
And then he and his friends.
Sabían que no podían ir a coger esas frutas.
Knew that they couldn't go and take the fruit.
Era prohibido.
Because it was prohibited.
Si lo hacían era robar.
If they did that, they were stealing.
Y era una tentación para ellos.
But it was such a temptation for them.
No porque tenían hambre.
Not because they were hungry.
Pero por el reto de ir a poder ser algo que sabían que no podían hacer.
But because of like the dare or the fact, the challenge that they were doing something that they were not supposed to be doing.
Y dice él que ellos fueron y se robaron la fruta.
And he says that nevertheless they went and took the fruit.
Y ni se comieron la fruta.
And they ate the fruit?
No, they did
not. Oh, I'm sorry. They did not eat the fruit.
Y la cosa es que él se dio cuenta en ese momento que nosotros los seres humanos,
and he realized at that point that we as human beings,
tenemos una naturaleza pecaminosa.
We have a sinful nature in us.
Que como que nos da un deleite,
that even though it gives us joy,
de poder hacer cosas que no debemos de hacer,
to do things that we really shouldn't be doing.
Pero hay consecuencias.
But of course there's consequences.
Vemos, por ejemplo,
for example, we see
en la vida de los israelitas,
in the Israelites' lives,
varias veces ellos recibieron la instrucción de la ley.
Several times they received instructions in the book of from the book of the law.
Por ejemplo, al principio cuando ellos primero salieron de Egipto,
for example, when they first left from Egypt,
Moisés le leyó la ley.
Moses read to them the law.
Y dice en Éxodo 24:7,
And then it says on Exodus 24, verse 7.
Y tomó él el libro del pacto y lo leyó a oídos del pueblo, el cual dijo, haremos todas las cosas que Jehová ha dicho y obedeceremos.
Exodus 24, 7, that says, then he took the book of the covenant and read it to the people. They responded, we will do everything the Lord has said, we will obey.
Entonces ellos dicen, ellos mismos de su boca están diciendo, nosotros vamos a obedecer.
So they, you know, they're saying from their actual mouth, they're saying, look, we're going to obey.
Pero ¿saben qué?
But you know what?
No obedecieron.
They didn't obey.
En el momento de la prueba, en el momento de la dificultad.
At that moment, you know, when it came to it, at that moment of the trial.
No obedecieron.
They didn't obey.
Y por eso estuvieron en el desierto por 40 años.
And because of that, they were in the desert for 40 years.
Ahora, al cumplirse los 40 años.
Now, once the 40 years were over.
De nuevo, ya iban a entrar en Canaán, la tierra prometida.
Once again, they were going to be able to enter into the, you know, Canaan, the promised land.
Dejar el desierto.
Leave behind the desert.
Y Moisés de nuevo coge el libro de la vida, el libro de la ley.
And then Moses once again gets the book of the covenant, you know, book of almost like life.
Y de nuevo le lee las instrucciones, la ley.
And again he reads to him the instructions. What was the law?
Deuteronomio 30.
In Deuteronomy 30.
Dice, versículos 9 y 10. Y te hará Jehová tu Dios abundar en toda obra de tus manos, en el fruto de tu vientre, en el fruto de tu bestia y en el fruto de tu tierra para bien. Porque Jehová volverá a gozarse sobre ti para bien, de la manera que se gozó sobre tus padres. Cuando obedecieres a la voz de Jehová tu Dios para guardar sus mandamientos y sus estatutos escrito en este libro de la ley, cuando te convirtieres a Jehová tu Dios con todo tu corazón y con toda tu alma.
Deuteronomy 30, verse 9 and 10, it says, then the Lord your God will make you most prosperous in all the work of your hands and in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock and the crops of your land. The Lord will again delight in you and make you prosperous, just as he delighted in your fathers. If you obey the Lord your God, and keep his commands and decrees that are written in this book of the law, and turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
Y de nuevo, escrito está cuando ya Josué, ya ellos conquistan la tierra de Canaán, están ahí, y Josué ya su tarea, su trabajo ha terminado.
And once that they've conquered and they've been able to take over the land. Sorry, I forgot.
That's okay. Entonces, en ese momento, Josué vuelve a leer la ley.
He goes and then again reminds them, like reads them again what it is, the law, what's written in the book, the covenant of God.
Y Josué 24:24 dice, y el pueblo respondió a Josué, a Jehová nuestro Dios serviremos y a su voz obedeceremos.
And Joshua 24:24. Sorry, my tab. It's Joshua 24:24. And the people said to Joshua, we will serve the Lord our God and obey him.
Tantas veces repitió Dios las instrucciones por medio de sus líderes.
God, so many times, you know, God's word was repeated through his people.
Mas sin embargo, vemos que el pueblo de Israel, después que Josué presentó la ley y le habló.
Nevertheless, even though, you know, that was spoken to them, he.
That's okay.
Okay, can you
repeat it? Focus. después que Josué.
Even after Joshua.
Le habló y le dijo eso.
He spoke to them and told them that.
Lo que sucedió fue que el pueblo de Dios se fue tras otros dioses.
What ended up happening is that the people of God, or you know, his people, regardless, they went after, they started idolizing like other
gods.
Gods. Or idols.
Por ejemplo, el Dios Baal.
You know, for example, God Baal.
Habían tantos dioses que servían la gente alrededor.
There were so many gods that were serving the people all around, you know, in that area, like around them.
Y ellos se olvidaron de Dios.
And they forgot about God.
Se olvidaron de Jehová.
They forgot about God, Jehovah.
Y no obedecieron.
And they did not obey.
Cuando nosotros entonces vemos una persona que obedece.
When we see someone that's obeying.
Cuando vemos una persona que es una persona cristiana.
When we see a person, you know, that's a Christian.
Y decimos, mira esa persona cómo va a la iglesia.
And we say, man, look at that person. I mean, how often they go to church.
Y vemos esa persona como quizás trabaja en la iglesia.
And maybe, you know, we observe how much they work at church.
Y vemos como esa persona está involucrado en un ministerio.
And then we see, for example, how involved they are in their ministry.
Nosotros pensamos.
We think.
Wow, esa persona está bien con Dios.
Wow, that person is doing, you know, they're walking well with God.
Estamos pensando, si esa persona obedece.
You know, we're thinking to ourselves, if that person obeys.
El llamado de Dios.
You know, the answer of God, you know, the calling of God.
Entonces pensamos que ellos están bien.
We believe that they're doing well.
¿Es posible obedecer y no estar bien con Dios?
But is it possible to obey and not really be well with God?
La palabra de Dios nos dice en Apocalipsis.
God's word tells us in Revelation.
Si van conmigo porque vamos a estar mirando estos versículos en gran detalle.
She says if you go with, if you follow with us, as we're going to be looking at these verses in detail.
Apocalipsis capítulo 2.
Revelation chapter 2.
Versículo 2.
Verse 2.
Vamos a ver que Jesús le está hablando a una de las siete iglesias.
We're going to see how Jesus is speaking to one of the seven churches.
En Asia.
In Asia.
En particular, la iglesia de Éfeso.
Specifically, the church of Ephesus. Ephesus.
Dice, vamos a leer versículo 2 y 3.
We're going to read verse 2 and 3.
Yo conozco tus obras y tu arduo trabajo y paciencia y que no puedes soportar a los malos y has probado a los que se dicen ser apóstoles y no lo son y los has hallado mentirosos y has sufrido y has tenido paciencia y has trabajado arduamente por amor de mi nombre y no has desmayado.
Chapter 2, verse 2, it says, I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles, but are not, and have found them false. You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary.
Ahora vamos a ver.
Now we're going to see.
Esta es una iglesia llena de obras.
This is a church full of works.
En la manera que habla aquí, usa la palabra o el adjetivo arduo.
You know, the word that's used here, it's
arduous.
Arduous.
Y también arduamente.
And also like almost, like it's almost like you're like in, like almost like on fire. But like, you know, like for what you're doing.
Estas personas estaban trabajando duro.
And these people, they were working very hard.
Si nosotros fuéramos a visitar la iglesia de Éfeso.
If we were to go and visit the church of Ephesus.
Nosotros, por lo que vemos.
For what we would see.
Pensamos, wow, esta es una iglesia que está al hilo.
You know, we would think, man, this is a church that it's just like going full force.
Están moviéndose hacia adelante.
They're just moving full force ahead.
Si miramos la historia de la iglesia de Éfeso.
Now if we look at the history of the church of Ephesus.
Sabemos que Pablo mismo.
We know that Paul himself.
en el libro de los Hechos,
in the book of Acts,
fue 3 años y un poco enseñando a estas personas.
We would know that he was teaching these people for about 3 years.
Ellos se convirtieron con él.
They converted, you know, with him.
Y él le explicó la palabra.
And he explained the word.
Y él era un gran maestro de la palabra.
And he was a great teacher of the word.
Imagínese ser enseñado por el apóstol Pablo por 3 años.
Can you imagine being taught by the apostle, you know, Paul for 3 years?
Nos dice que en la ciudad de Éfeso,
it tells us that in the city of Ephesus,
había 200,000 o más de 200,000 habitantes.
There were more than 200,000 inhabitants.
Era una ciudad de comercial y muchos negocios.
It was like an industrial commercial city with like many trades.
Era una ciudad donde había muchas religiones.
It was also a city with many religions.
Habían templos para adorar a emperadores.
There was temples to adore emperors.
Como Claudio.
Like Claudio.
Había like un templo grandísimo para la diosa griega Diana.
There was a big temple for the Greek god Diana.
Además de los otros dioses griegos.
Aside from all of the other Greek gods.
Era un lugar que para ser cristiano,
it was a place that to be a Christian,
tenías que creer verdaderamente en Jesús.
You truly had to believe, like be following Christ.
Habían otras religiones que no le gustaban los cristianos.
Because there were other religions that did not like Christians or Christianity.
En el libro de Hechos,
and in the book of Acts,
nos habla de un alboroto en Éfeso.
It speaks to us about like a almost like a riot that that happened in, you know, in the city of Ephesus.
Donde un grupo de personas se pusieron bravo que habían cristianos y que ya no podían hacer más ídolos.
Where there was a group of people that were just really angry or upset, you know, at Christians because they could no longer like I guess build or make idols.
Sí, estaban perdiendo negocio.
Because they were losing business because of it.
Y hubo, se pusieron bravos, fueron a las calles, empezaron a agarrar a los cristianos.
You know, they were angry, they went out to the streets, they started grabbing Christians.
Así que era un lugar hostil para los cristianos.
So it was honestly just a hostile environment for Christians.
Y cuando Pablo ya sabía que se iba a morir,
and when Paul knew that he was going to die,
él fue y visitó a Éfeso.
He went and visited the city of Ephesus.
Y le dijo, fíjese lo que le voy a decir.
And he said, listen, pay attention to what I'm going to tell you.
Van a venir personas vestidos de ovejas, pero son lobos.
Listen, there are going to be people that are going to come to you that are going to be dressed in sheep's clothing, but in all reality, they're wolves.
Son personas con otras enseñanzas.
These are other people with other teachings.
Y tienen que tener cuidado.
And you must be careful.
Porque es fácil caer en la trampa del enemigo.
Because it's very easy to fall into their trap.
Se parece Éfeso un poco a Miami.
Doesn't, you know, the city of Ephesus kind of, you know, relate or be similar to the city of Miami?
Tantas religiones.
So many religions.
Tantos que dicen, yo soy, yo tengo la verdad.
So many people that say, I am, I have the truth.
Pero esta iglesia, después de 35 años establecida,
but this church, after being established for 35 years,
fíjese, 35 años,
listen, listen, 35 years.
Eso es un tiempo en que ellos estuvieron batallando.
That is a time that they were battling, fighting.
Como cristianos en esa iglesia.
Like Christians, you know, in that church.
Y crecieron.
And they grew.
Pero vemos en el versículo 4.
But we see in verse 4.
Que algo le faltaba.
That they were missing something.
Y no era algo que nunca tuvieron.
But it wasn't something that they never had.
Era algo que tuvieron al principio, pero en el tiempo, en las cosas, perdieron.
It was something that they had at the beginning, but over time, in between, you know, times and things, it got lost.
Podemos decir que la iglesia de Éfeso era una iglesia que uno la mira y dice, wow, es una iglesia tremenda, mira cómo trabajan, porque habla aquí de todas las obras de ellos.
You know, if we looked at that church, it was, you know, it was in the city of Ephesus, it was a church that we would see, and we're like, wow, look how much, how tremendous the impact what they're doing.
Pero ahora vamos a mirar el versículo 4.
But let's look now at verse 4.
No dice, pero tengo contra ti que has dejado tu primer amor.
Verse 4 says, yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love.
No sé cuál fue la reacción de Éfeso.
I don't know really what the reaction was of, you know, the people of Ephesus.
No sé si al escuchar esto se sorprendieron.
You know, we don't know if when they heard this, they were surprised.
Quizás ellos dijeron, ¿nosotros?
Maybe they said, we?
Pero mira cómo trabajamos.
But look how much work, you know, that we're doing.
Mira cómo hacemos.
Look at everything that we do.
¿Cómo es que nosotros hemos perdido nuestro primer amor?
How is it that we've possibly lost sight of our first love?
Quizás eran defensivos.
Maybe, you know, they were kind of defensive.
Nos pasa mucho cuando alguien nos dice algo.
Because that happens to us when somebody tells us.
Que no nos gusta.
They tell us something that we don't like.
Y empezamos a dar explicaciones.
And then we start trying to give explanations or almost excuses.
De por qué ellos no están viendo las cosas como son.
As to why maybe they're not seeing things the way they really are.
No sé cuál fue su reacción.
You know, we don't know what their reaction was.
Pero sabemos que Jesús.
But we know that Jesus.
Que mira al hombre interior.
Who sees the, you know, the inside, you know, our internal, like our inside a part of us.
Él ve eso y sabe lo que nos hace falta.
He's able to see, you know, through us and see what is it really that we are missing.
Nosotros los seres humanos nos enfocamos mucho en lo de afuera.
We as human beings focus too much on the external, you know, the exterior.
La imagen.
The image.
La reputación.
Our reputation.
Pero Dios mira el corazón.
But God looks at our heart.
Lo más oculto.
You know, what's more like deep within us.
Lo más secreto.
The most inner secret part of us.
Las cosas que nos da vergüenza.
The things that we're so ashamed of.
Las cosas que no queremos que nadie sepa.
The things that we do not want people to know about.
Y a veces hasta las cosas que nosotros mismos no nos damos cuenta.
And oftentimes the things that we ourselves are not even aware of.
La palabra aquí, amor,
the word here, love,
es una palabra griega, agape.
It's a Greek word,
agape.
Agape? Okay.
Que quiere decir afecto, amor, benevolencia, amor fraternal.
Which translates into like love, like fraternal love, benevolent love.
No es un amor condicional.
It's an unconditional love.
No es un amor interesado.
It's not a love where it's like of an interest.
Esta palabra está refiriéndose al amor hacia Dios y también el amor hacia nuestros hermanos en la iglesia.
You know, this type of love refers to the love that we have for God, the love that we should have, you know, amongst ourselves as for our brothers or sisters.
Y para nuestras familias.
And for our families.
Y para las personas en el mundo.
And for the people, you know, in the world.
Así que si recordamos las palabras de Jesús en Mateo 22, 37 al 40.
Now, if we remember, you know, the word that's in Matthew 22, verse 37 through 40.
Dice, Jesús le dijo, amarás al Señor tu Dios con todo tu corazón, con toda tu alma y con toda tu mente. Este es el primero y grande mandamiento, y el segundo es semejante: amarás a tu prójimo como a ti mismo. De estos dos mandamientos depende toda la ley y los profetas.
In Matthew 22, verse 37 through 40, it says, Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on to these two commandments.
Esta palabra agape,
this word agape,
habla de nuestro amor con Dios, nuestro amor vertical,
speaks about our love with God. It's a vertical love.
Y nuestro amor horizontal a nuestros hermanos, a las personas alrededor de nosotros.
And about the love, you know, in the horizontal aspect where it's with our brothers and sisters and the people around us.
Vemos que Éfeso, con todos sus actos y sus obras y su trabajo,
we see, you know, the people of Ephesus or the church of Ephesus with all their acts, all their works, everything that they were doing.
Esta iglesia que lucía como que lo tenían todo perfecto.
This church that it looked like they had everything in order, like it was perfect.
Le faltaba ese amor.
They were missing that love.
Ahora nos podemos preguntar por qué.
Now we can ask ourselves why.
La Biblia no nos da una explicación de por qué ellos perdieron este amor.
You know, the Bible doesn't tell us, you know, they don't give us an explanation as to how or why they lost this love.
Pero podemos pensar,
but we can think,
¿qué pudiera haber afectado esta iglesia?
You know, we can ask ourselves, what could have affected this church?
Puede ser,
it could be,
que el trabajo en trabajar tanto vino a ser como una rutina.
That when they were, you know, in the work itself, it became so much that they were so used to doing that, that it became a routine.
Perdieron vista de Cristo.
They lost sight of Christ.
Perdieron la relación con Cristo.
They lost the relationship with Christ.
Como nos pasa en nuestras relaciones humanas.
Just like it happens to us in our humanly relationships.
Yo sé que muchas veces hemos hablado en la iglesia de cuando una persona se enamora de otra persona.
You know, I know we've spoken here oftentimes about, you know, when someone falls in love with another person.
Y son novios.
And, you know, they're a couple, like boyfriend and girlfriend.
Y están, ay, tengo tanta emoción cuando me llama por teléfono.
And we're like, oh my God, I'm so excited, you know, when he calls me over the phone or, you know, when
ay,
she calls
pero
me.
Pero qué, me vamos a ir a comer un helado.
Oh my God, we're going to go eat ice cream.
Y uno los mira y dice, ay, pero si nada más que van a comer un helado.
You know, and other people will look at them, we're like, oh my God, they're just going to eat ice cream.
Eso no es nada.
That's nothing.
Pero para la persona que está enamorada.
But for those that are in love.
Es que van a comer helado.
We're like, oh my God, you know, it's ice cream.
Se casan.
They get married.
Y los primeros días, un enamoramiento.
And the first few days, oh my God, they're so in love.
Y ahora vamos para adelante, vamos a decir 10 años.
Now let's fast forward 10 years.
Y llegan a su casa.
And they get home.
Y tú ves esta familia, quizás niños corriendo por donde quiera.
And then you see this family, you know, maybe with kids running around.
El televisor está encendido.
The TV's on.
Están comiendo.
They're eating.
Nadie está hablando.
No one is talking.
Y quizás están texteando.
And maybe they're texting.
¿Qué le pasó al enamoramiento?
What happened to all the love?
Vino una rutina.
Here came the routine.
Y las relaciones que habían,
and the relationships that existed,
se desbarataron.
Just kind of fell apart.
De descuido.
Because they kind of just let themselves go.
Nosotros tenemos que ser intencional.
We have to be intentional. Like, what we do has to be intentional.
Nosotros tenemos que cuidar nuestro tiempo con Dios.
We must protect the time that we have with God.
Porque las cosas en nuestra vida quieren consumir ese tiempo.
Because the things of our lives, they want to consume, take up that time.
Y si no nos cuidamos,
and if we are not careful,
es fácil caer en esa rutina.
It's very easy to fall into that routine.
Quizás,
possibly,
pusieron, la iglesia de Éfeso puso su confianza en sus obras.
Maybe the people, you know, the church of Ephesus, they put their trust in their works, what they were doing.
Trabajando tanto y haciendo tanto,
you know, doing so much and working so hard.
Pensaban que ya con eso era suficiente.
They thought that, you know, with what they were doing, that was enough.
Que emocionalmente no tenían que conectarse con Dios.
You know, that emotionally they didn't have to connect with God.
Esta semana pasada,
this last week,
tuve la oportunidad de hablar con una muchacha.
I had the opportunity to speak, you know, with a young woman.
Que se graduó de la escuela donde yo enseño.
That she graduated from the school where I teach.
Y recién se graduó de enfermería.
And she recently graduated as a nurse.
Y está ya trabajando en un hospital.
And she is now working at a hospital.
Y ella me decía a mí,
and she was telling me,
que qué difícil era.
How difficult it is.
Porque no era tanto el trabajo,
because it's not so much the work,
como el emocionalmente no ser afectado por lo que está pasando.
But rather to not be affected emotionally by what's going on.
Que las enfermeras que tenían muchos años,
that the nurses that have many years of experience, like they've been there for a long time,
se desconectaban de los pacientes,
would disconnect themselves from the patients,
lo trataban como si no fueran seres humanos,
they would treat them as if they were not human beings.
Y ella estaba teniendo esa batalla de cómo ella podía ver a estas personas como personas y no simplemente como otro trabajo más.
And, you know, she was having a hard time just being able to continue seeing these people as human beings, but not just like, you know, just another patient, like just another one there.
Y yo le dije a ella,
and I told her,
como una persona que he tenido un ser querido en el hospital,
you know, I told her, as a person that I myself have had a loved one in the hospital,
y he visto el maltrato de esa persona en el hospital,
and I've seen how that person gets mistreated in the hospital.
No pierdas tu humanidad.
Please don't lose that humanity.
No pierdas la humanidad.
Don't lose that, you know, that sense of humanity.
Y ella me dijo, ¿y cómo lo hago?
But she asked me, how do I do that?
Yo le dije, tienes que ser intencional con tu tiempo con Dios.
And I told her, you must be intentional in the time that you spend with God.
Porque tu relación con Dios va a afectar todas tus otras relaciones.
Because your relationship with God is going to affect your relation, all your other relationships.
Nosotros los que trabajamos en la iglesia, o en como cristianos en el mundo,
we, you know, those that we work obviously here but also work out in the world
como cristianos,
as Christians,
a veces vemos tanta maldad.
Sometimes we see so much evil.
A veces en la misma iglesia vemos tanta maldad.
Even in the church sometimes we see evil.
Que como que nos endurecemos.
It's like, you know, we become hardened.
Y esa parte de nosotros, porque amar quiere decir abrir tu corazón.
And that part of us, you know, to love, it means to be able to open ourselves up, open that part of us.
Ser vulnerable.
To be vulnerable.
Y a veces la palabra nos dice que por la maldad, el amor de muchos se enfriará.
And, you know, the book, you know, the Bible tells us that because of so much evil, we will, our love, it becomes, it almost just ceases to exist.
¿Será que eso fue lo que le pasó a la iglesia de Éfeso?
Is that what maybe happened, you know, to the church of Ephesus?
También nos dice la palabra que estaban quizás, otro quizás, puede ser que estaban tan ocupados en su trabajo.
The word also says that maybe they were so preoccupied, you know, in their work.
Que perdieron el por qué estaban trabajando.
That they lost sight of why it was that they were working.
Esa es una pregunta muy importante.
That is, you know, a question that's extremely important.
¿Por qué tú haces lo que tú haces?
Why is it that you do what you do?
Y a veces nosotros pensamos, yo lo hago porque yo amo a Dios. Y empezamos así.
And sometimes, you know, we say to ourselves, I do what I do because I love Christ. And we do start that way.
Pero entonces, a medida que empezamos a trabajar,
but then as we start working,
quizás otras cosas vienen a ser importantes para nosotros.
Perhaps other things start, you know, they start becoming important to us as well.
Quizás una imagen es importante para nosotros.
Maybe, you know, an image.
Una reputación.
The reputation.
Tengo que hacer esto porque las personas, yo quiero que las personas piensen esto de mí.
You know, I want to do this because I want people to think this about me.
No lo decimos.
We don't say it.
Pero lo pensamos.
But we think it.
Tenemos que darnos cuenta, hermanos.
But we have to realize, you know, our brothers and sisters.
Que esta historia, este escrito que Jesús le dio a la iglesia de Éfeso,
that this scripture, you know, that God gave to the church of Ephesus, the people of Ephesus,
que sin amor,
that without love,
toda nuestra obediencia,
all of our obedience,
y todo nuestro trabajo,
and all of our work,
es en vano,
is in vain, it's pointless.
No tiene valor ante los ojos de Jesús.
It has no value before the eyes of Christ.
El amor tiene que ser la base y el fundamento de por qué servimos.
You know, love has to be the basis, the foundation of why it is that we serve.
¿Por qué trabajamos?
Why do we work?
¿Y por qué hacemos lo que hacemos?
And why we do what we do.
Ahora vamos a mirar el versículo 5.
Now, let's look at verse 5.
Dice, recuerda por tanto de dónde has caído y arrepiéntate y haz las primeras obras, pues si no, vendré pronto a ti y quitaré tu candelero de su lugar si no te hubieras arrepentido. Aquí nos dice tres cosas. No, go ahead, read the Bible.
Okay. In Revelations chapter 2, verse 5, it says, remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place.
Número uno, recuerda.
Now there's three things. Number one, remember.
Recuerda, por tanto, de dónde has caído.
Remember the height from which you have fallen.
¿Cuán importante es recordarse?
How important isn't it that we remember?
¿Tú sabes cuántas lecciones Dios nos enseña y se nos olvidan?
Can you imagine how many lectures that God has taught us and we forget?
Y aquí dice, recuerda, ponte a pensar al principio, ponte a pensar en todo lo que tú sentías al principio de nuestra relación.
Here he's telling us, you know, remember when you started this, everything that you felt, how you were when you first started.
Arrepiéntate.
And repent.
La palabra arrepiéntate.
The word repent.
Quiere decir que uno va por un camino.
You know, it says that we're going like down this path.
Y tenemos que cambiar completamente e ir al otro, en la otra dirección.
It means that, you know, we're walking a certain way and all of a sudden you have to turn and walk the opposite end.
A veces nuestros arrepentimientos.
But sometimes, you know, when we repent.
Nosotros cambiamos un poquito.
We just slightly change.
Pero Esto requiere un cambio total en nuestra manera de pensar.
But this type of repentance requires for us to change completely the way that we think.
Y estar cuidando.
And to be guarding.
Contra perder ese amor.
Against losing sight or losing that love.
Es fácil perder ese amor.
And it's very easy to lose that love.
Tienes que cuidarlo.
You must guard it. Take care of it.
Y también vemos hacer y hacer que las primeras obras.
And we also see that we have to do, you know, do the works.
Do the first works. Vuelva a disfrutar a Jesús y tu relación con él.
You know, enjoy again, you know, being in the presence of God. Enjoy your relationship with Him.
Si venir a la iglesia es un trabajo.
If coming to church, it's like an ordeal. It's like it's so much hard work.
Tengo que estar ahí porque si no, 50 gente me van a textear y llamar después del servicio y preguntarme por qué no fui.
Man, if I don't show up, I'm going to have 50 people texting me. And then even after, they'll be asking me, you know, why didn't you come after? It's like...
Entonces mejor ir a la iglesia para no tener que luchar con todo eso.
You know what? It's just better for me to show up so I don't have to deal with all of that.
O cuando nuestro pensamiento es, mira que canta esa gente.
Or when you know, in your thoughts, you're like, oh my God, look how those people sing.
Esa adoración no termina.
Oh my God, that worship won't end.
Ave María.
Holy Mary, but
oh, mira cómo predica ese hermano.
Oh my God, look how that brother preaches.
Mi madre.
Oh my mother.
¿Cuándo va a dejar de predicar?
When is he going to stop preaching already?
Ya estoy aquí, ya no me hablen más.
I'm here already, just please don't talk to me anymore.
O déjame irme primero para que no me saluden los hermanos.
Or just let me leave earlier. Let me leave first so that I don't have to say hello. They don't have to say hello to me.
Porque los hermanos no me gusta.
Because I really don't like those, my brothers and sisters.
A veces son cosas que pensamos.
You know, it's sometimes things that we think about.
Hemos perdido el gozo y la alegría de este tiempo de estar en la presencia de Dios.
We've lost the joy and happiness of this time that we have to be able to enjoy the presence of being, you know, in His house and being the presence of God.
Si vamos a enseñar una clase, ay, me toca dar la clase otra vez.
If, you know, maybe you have to teach a class, you're like, oh my God, I have to teach another class again.
O si tiene que hacer una limpieza, un arreglo en la iglesia, ay, tengo que hacer eso, y mira que, you know, que yo quería dormir y no puedo.
Or, you know what, maybe you have to come and clean the church or do a repair at church, and you're like, oh my God, here we go again. All I wanted to do is sleep.
O si decimos, bueno, Jesús, estés contento que me desperté hoy a las 8 de la mañana para venir a la iglesia.
Or, you know what, you start kind of like negotiating with God, like, listen, God, I woke up at 8 o'clock in the morning, so you should be happy that I came.
Eso no es amor.
That's not love.
Eso no es amor.
That is not love.
Dios no bendice eso.
God does not bless that.
Oye, bueno, mira, estoy casado todavía después de 10 años con esta mujer y Señor, lo he hecho por ti.
All right, listen, God, I've been married to this woman for 10 years, but you know what? I've done it for you.
Hemos perdido el amor.
We have lost love. The love.
Charles Spurgeon, un pastor cristiano que vivió en Inglaterra.
Charles Spurgeon, who was a
preacher.
He was a preacher. Oh, sorry, I was saying, okay. He was a preacher.
Dice, como una iglesia tenemos que amar a Jesús, porque si no, hemos perdido la razón de nuestra existencia.
You know, the preacher Charles Spurgeon says that as a church we must love Jesus or else we have lost our reason for existence.
Más que el trabajo y más que las obras y más que obediencia es el por qué lo estamos haciendo. Y tenemos que amar incondicionalmente.
More than the love, more than the works, everything that we're doing, we have to love unconditionally.
Y es difícil.
But it's difficult.
Y no solamente a Dios, a nuestros hermanos también.
But not only God, but also, you know, our neighbors, like our brothers and sisters.
Hermanos, tenemos que estar vigilando eso en nosotros.
My brothers and sisters, you know, we have to stay vigilant. We have to, you know, be aware of that in ourselves.
Cuando vemos que algo está pasando en nuestra vida espiritual,
when we see that something's happening in our lives spiritually,
tienes que conectarte con Jesús.
You must connect yourself with Christ.
Tienes que hablar con Jesús.
You have to speak to Christ.
Pedir oración.
You know, ask for prayer.
Pero tienes que buscar de Dios cuando tú sientes que ese amor y esa alegría se te está apagando.
But you know, you have to pray, you must seek, you know, for that when you're seeing that joy is, you know, leaving you, that love.
Vamos puesto de pie, hermanos.
You can stand up.